This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Adel, thank you for coming in. KPC was called to me, the principal's office, again.
Oh.
And I know it's your third time coming in this week since he's gotten in trouble, but if you wanted to come in my office and take a seat, JPC is in here with me.
I can promise you, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Keefe? Ms. Keefe?
Yep.
A little wink and a nudge. I can promise you what I'll do at home is going to be way more severe and good than what you would do to him here. Does that make sense?
Okay,
I'm basically asking you don't punish him, and I'll take care of that.
Okay, well, come on in, and we'll discuss what happened, and we can talk about punishments moving forward.
All right,
JPC, do you want to tell your Adel what you did?
Adel, this is an intervention. We got you, motherfucker.
Fuck.
You watch
too much TV. Adel, of course I'm not a principal of at a school, and JPC isn't your kid. How did you fall for this?
This is way too easy.
Wait, is this like a Blazing Saddles situation? Is this just the facade of the front of a school?
Yeah, knock it over.
Also, nice try referencing another TV show at your TV intervention.
It's a movie. Ugh.
It's a what?
And is this a Three Amigos situation where everyone around here is dressed in the same bespoke sewn outfit?
Yeah, try to knock it over.
What, my clothes? He knocked my clothes right off.
Sorry about that. But if this is not a real school, then why is it that we have Superintendent Jordan Morris joining us?
All right, everybody, back to school. Enough dilly-dallying. I'm the superintendent, and you look like layabouts. Next thing you know, you're going to break out cigarettes and start smoking. Everybody, back to class. Superintendent's rules.
Is he saying superintendent's rule? Or superintendent's rules?
What I was alluding to was the fact that we've got regulations at this school, but I do in fact rule. You should see me on my BMX bike.
I think Jordan only read the first part of the email, not the part about it being a TV intervention.
I don't read my email. I'd be doing this anyway.
Oh, man.
Jordan, thank you so much for being here, superintendent or otherwise.
Yes, thank you. I can keep up the voice. I can drop the voice. Whatever you guys want.
Really fun. I'm jealous of it. I want to talk like this for the whole episode.
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty fun.
Dilly dally.
I'm going to call my mom and tell her I love her.
Kind of want you to oscillate between the voices the whole show. Jordan Morris, of course, from Jordan and Jesse Go, a wonderful podcast, the amazing podcast miniseries Bubble, the graphic novel Bubble. Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm thrilled to be here.
Jordan, we ask everyone this before we start on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What is your relationship with riddles, puzzles, lateral thinking problems, escape rooms, and so on?
Yes, thank you for asking. A riddle, great way to break up a quest. If you're on a quest, a lot of the challenges can be combat-based. You know, fight this dragon, fight these orcs. But, you know, when you're on a quest, you got to break things up. You got to keep it, you got to keep people guessing. So I love a riddle-based challenge. We're talking Sphinx, we're talking Troll. This is just a great thing to encounter on any quest you might be on.
Yeah. It's a great way to get the least social person in your party an opportunity to also engage in the rest of the quest. Yeah.
Also, I'm just realizing without riddles, Batman would just face sociopaths and clay monsters.
And penguins.
And I was so sorry. Penguins. And penguins. And penguins.
And sexy cats who are sometimes good and sometimes bad. Batman's not sweating it if the Riddler goes away. I don't mean to quibble with your premise, but that dude's he's got a lot on his plate.
No, the Riddler's gone away? Said no Batman ever.
Jordan, have you ever done an escape room, or do you do like crosswords, the Wordle, Daily Connections?
No, I do not do, I don't do Wordle. I don't do those kinds of games. And I've been in a couple of escape rooms and I've had a pretty good time in them. I did a virtual escape room during the pandemic. That was a fun little bit of like, we're having fun. We can still do. I don't know. Why would we, who needs to? You can just do the, and I'm fine. Yeah, I did that. And, the first escape room I did, I was in charge of writing an escape room themed episode of an animated show I was working for.
Can you say the show?
Yeah, I can actually. Unikitty, over there on Cartoon Network. I think it streams on Hulu these days. There's an escape room episode written by yours truly, and I did my first escape room to like prepare for that episode. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun. I don't do a lot of them these days, but I think it's more just that my friend group doesn't do a lot of escape rooms. They're more into mushrooms.
Yes. Similar,
the one
though.
Room you
You're
can't
sort of
escape.
Trapped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, trapped for 8 to 9 hours.
Yes, the escape room that is the human mind.
So I assume in this episode of Unikitty?
Yes.
I assume in this episode of Unikitty, everyone who does the escape room, marriages fall apart, people are screaming at each other. It's a lot of type A personalities taking the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. It's the death of Brock and Mr. Frown's relationship.
Oh no!
Yeah, a lot of fan fiction about those two online. I have not watched it or revisited it in a while, but yeah, I think strained relationship is part of the episode.
I feel that's always, anytime I go with someone for their first time, they're always like, I've never done a room. I don't know how. And then immediately it's like a light switch goes on and they're like, grab that. Give me this. What is this? Are you, what do you do? It's a lot of barking orders, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting, interesting experiment. Well, speaking of interesting experiments, Jordan, do you mind if we get into some riddles?
I would love to get into some riddles.
Okay. We'll start with some, here's some freaking softballs. These are some easy peasies. If a chicken lays an egg every 2 hours, how many eggs will half a chicken lay?
I spaced out while you were reading it. Can you read it again? I think maybe that's
the essential
problem I have.
Riddle podcast moment, though.
Yeah.
Is a like, first riddle, immediately space out, your
Does
eyes
that happen
glaze
all
over.
The time?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So welcome. This is what
it's
it
good
is.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah. And I have a very sonorous voice. It's just
it is.
Very,
it's kind of
It's good
kind
for
of beautiful,
bedtime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it, do you say beautiful?
I did say it was beautiful, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I do think a lot of people also listen to this podcast to fall asleep at. So you think that's part because of your Sonos voice or whatever
Which
you
said? I think is insane. We actually do get that a lot, and I go, don't do that. We don't have any of the medical research about what falling asleep to this podcast does to your brain. Careful,
and they can't do
everybody.
The medical research because it's automatically unethical. Like, no one could even sign up for that. It's hard.
Yeah. And they tried testing animals, and they're like, that's even worse. Don't
it's
even
It's like the Stanford prison
that.
Experiment. Yeah. Yeah. If a chicken lays an egg every 2 hours, how many eggs will half a chicken lay?
Can I guess?
Absolutely.
Zero, because it's dead. Because if you're half a chicken, you're not alive.
Well, Aaron, now, I just think that it depends on which half of a chicken you are, because there's half a chicken that I think could still lay about an egg. There's one half of a chicken that I think could not lay an egg to save its life.
I guess I'll posit a scenario here. I think we all know from our barnyard classes in school that chickens run around for a little bit with their heads cut off.
Yes. Yes.
So if this chicken in question was chopped in half, like as they were laying the egg, as the process of egg laying had already begun, would they
humiliating like, way to die, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, absolutely. No one wants to go like that.
It's like taking a crap and someone bursts in the door and shoot. I mean, come on.
That's Pulp Fiction, right? That's how
Game
that's
of Thrones.
Bit it.
I guess yes, would the chicken continue laying the egg? And is that the half chicken in this scenario, one that has already begun the process?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jordan,
does it say in the answer at all?
It's not that. Yes, it does. there's an asterisk, and there's a lot more information. No, the answer, Aaron, you pretty much got it. The answer is none. This is because only whole chickens can lay eggs. Although I very much do agree, because I think there's some, I don't know if it was Guinness Book of World Records, I don't know if it was like Ripley's Believe It or Not, but there's some chicken that they cut off the head and it lived like another, I want to say like another 8 months, and the guy would like put feed down the esophagus tube.
Oh my God.
So I think there is a way that that could all happen. I got
to talk to that guy. Guy, why are you doing that? Why are you, let it go.
Yeah, he's probably making carnival money, right? This seems like an old time carnival attraction. He's you know, setting up a booth, pulling up the stakes, cows. Moving to the next town.
Yes. I do want to see a scene. Let's say, Aaron, you're a teacher. JPC and Jordan, you are both students in this class that Aaron is teaching. And Aaron, specifically, you are a teacher of the barnyard class in school.
Hello, everybody. Take a seat. Take a seat. My name is Mrs.
Where?
On a hay bale. Any hay bale that looks comfy.
They're all wet.
I knew that, teacher. I've been sitting on this hay bale since 8 a.m.
Thank you, Mr. Kiss Ass. Oh my God, that's really your last name. Incredible. Okay.
It's Kissass, but I mean, I would never correct you. So if you want to pronounce it Kissass, please do. I'm just here to receive your knowledge. Their names.
I love when people match their names. My name is Mrs. McDonald. You might have known from years past. The kids call me Old McDonald, but
smell.
I'm 38.
Oh. I thought it was because you smell like fries.
Yes, I did get an Egg McMuffin breakfast sandwich on the way to work today.
Well, you smell like fries.
I sort of feel like everything at McDonald's tastes and smell the same.
They use the same oil. Everyone knows that. Don't question teacher's story, which holds up.
I'm going to make an Egg McMuffin in oil.
Miss McDonald had a farm.
There's the hash browns. The hash brown comes with the sandwich.
Okay,
I've lost
okay.
the class. I've lost the class.
To be fair, you smell like hash browns as well. I think that's fine. I agree with that.
Let's talk about it. I feel like anything other than their soda, their Diet Coke, which is the best, we can all agree, is the best Diet Coke anywhere.
It's the carbonation. They just get the carbonation right.
Of course.
Thank you, Kiss Ass. But everything else at McDonald's, in a way, if you have kind of a light cold, everything's going to taste the same, from the French fries to the Big Mac to the hash browns.
Do you
to
have
the
a
salad.
Light cold?
Do you?
Well, no, but I feel like if I sit on this wet hay all day, I'm going to get a light cold.
Okay, you know what? Whatever. We don't have to learn.
No, we're excited.
Hey, everyone. I know. I'm sure you had a long weekend, and I know it's been weird with the emails you've been getting. My name is Mr. Holstein. I am your replacement teacher. Miss McDonald is, how do I say this to kids? She's broken. She quit teaching. She's now going to be a critic for the Star Courier local paper. So I'm your new teacher. So let's get to work on.
And you see me knock on the window outside and hold up a bag of McDonald's, flip you off, gets on motorcycle, drives away.
Holstein. What to do with that Holstein?
Well, it's a type of cow my family invented, that breed.
Ugh.
Any questions on that?
I've been researching your family, and they're very impressive. I hate the old teacher now, and I love you. She did horrible things to us. Horrible. Encouraged us to eat at McDonald's. It's full of saturated fats. Oh, thank you, Mr. Holstein, for saving us from that awful woman.
Ugh, what a kassas. Am I right? Am I right, other kid? Am I right?
Scene. What a kassas.
All right, next riddle here. How is it possible to put an empty glass directly underneath a kitchen tap that is left on so that the water is running, but the empty glass doesn't fill with any water?
This obviously has something to do with karaoke, which is Japanese for empty orchestra.
Mm.
Empty, in this instance, does not refer to what we would traditionally know as empty. This is a sheet of glass, like for a window, and the water is just running all over.
Okay. Off the dome, I'm saying you just turn the glass upside down if this is a traditional drinking glass.
What did I say? Hold on.
Jordan got it.
No, too late, JBC. You locked it in.
Damn it.
Jordan got the glass is placed upside down so the water hits the base of the glass instead.
Was that good? Should we just joke around more, or do we just answer the riddle? I don't know. Was that okay? Should I?
Yeah, sometimes
this is
you just
be
get
our
the riddle
fucking
right.
Shortest
Stick it up
episode
your ass,
ever, Jordan.
Man. I don't know.
Yeah. So you've heard our show.
Does it say why someone did that?
No, it doesn't say. Do you
existential
have a,
dread?
I think that would do it.
No, yeah. we've been talking about Batman villains, and that seems like some classic Batman villain shit. Just like, you know, wanting to watch the world burn. Someone says, can you fill me up a glass of water? And someone says, sure. They turn it upside down in front of you. You can see them do it. You go, why do they do this?
if you wanted to fill up the basin, the sink basin, but you didn't have your stopper, perhaps? Put it right over the drain?
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right, next. And Jordan, please. I told you in the email, hem and haw. As much as you can, hem and haw. Right. Scratch your head. Bad answers first.
Hey, we'll get to this in a minute, but what are your Oscar picks? Do you think they filmed Taylor Swift too much at the Super Bowl?
Now we're talking. This is all we want.
This is good stuff.
How many hands does the Big Ben clock tower have in London? And then this is less of a riddle and more of a figure it out.
Three?
This is something you'd have to know about the clock tower. You'd have to have been there.
Yeah, you have to, in your mind palace, you have to have a sense of what it looks like. How many hands does the Big Ben clock tower have in London?
Well, we figure
that's
that phrased, out. Can I see a scene?
Phrased weirdly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Jordan, you're Big Ben, and you're going back home for Christmas to your clock family, and they're all just way less impressive clocks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just dealing with that dynamic.
Digital alarm, I told you to clean up your room. Your cousin is coming over. Digital alarm, are you listening? Don't snooze. Don't snooze. Oh, no, that's the door. That's
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, my gosh, Ben. Oh, look at you.
That's right. I didn't have me signature British accent for the first sentence I said because I was trying to trick you. But then I realized I've probably got a British accent, so here I am. Doing it right now.
It's like a Madonna situation, you know, or...
I'm a chameleon, I turn it on and I turn it off, but I'm here, I'm taking some time out of my busy schedule, being a national landmark, and I'm going to celebrate Christmas with you, the other clocks who might not be as famous, but surely tell time you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking some time, Ben, you old goose. A digital alarm clock is around here somewhere. And of course, I mean, your old grandfather here, it all is hanging pretty low. Come on in. Watch your head. We have some bangers and mash for you. We have some bubbles and squeak. I made some tea. I Googled England food, and this is whatever came up, so...
These are all my favorites. Thank you very much. Of course, as a national landmark, I have access to all the finest foods in the country, but your quaint version of our British favorites is very charming in its ultimate ineptitude.
Good, good. I haven't seen you... Boy, it must have been 1700s. Is it rude to ask? Is it gauche? What was surviving Guy Fawkes like? That must have been wild.
Oh, I realized it was my duty to stand firm during those difficult times and let everybody know that the British Empire was still right as rain. So even though we were going through a difficult time, I feel that I, being a giant clock, really inspired everyone. And let them know better days were ahead. Just like...
Yeah, sort of a keep calm and carry on. Digital, what? You should not have that. Let's go in the parlor here. If it isn't my grand sundial... Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
It's cloudy outside. I don't know where I am or who I am.
Help!
And that's fine.
Can I take a whack at the riddle?
Oh God, yeah.
We were doing a riddle. Holy shit, we were doing a riddle. I forgot.
So, and I wanted to yes and the scene as best I could. I've taken a improv class or two. I'm sure you won't be shocked. But I think Big Ben refers to the bell. It's not the clock. It's the bell. So is that the answer to the question? Is that there are no hands on Big Ben because it's the bell?
Here's the thing, Jordan.
Okay.
We have a lot of riddle books. A lot of listeners will email us with their own homespun riddles. We search the internet. I've done no research that this is the right answer. It doesn't say that it's the bell here. So I trust you from everything I've listened to with you appearing on it. You seem way too educated to be on this podcast.
Yeah.
But listen, I would assume
you're overqualified
to be
here.
I don't listen. I got the glass thing. That was impressive. We can all agree. But
is the answer zero? And we're just trying to figure out why that's correct?
The answer isn't zero. This is a weird one. One, because it's phrased oddly. But two, it's more of just a sort of sussing out the answer and or kind of knowing it as a factoid, I guess. I'll give you a hint. Seemingly, there is no second hand. This, I guess it was created pre-second hands, or at least the second hand was not added at any point in time.
Wait, Big Ben, the clock, the famous clock, can only tell you what hour it is? That's really all Big Ben does?
Minutes and hours.
Yeah.
Did I say minute hand?
I'm sorry.
There's no second
hand. You said
hand.
Second
no...
hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant it did not have a second hand. I thought you meant that this clock had one clock arm
yes.
was just being like, it's 11. We'll let you know when it's 12.
Two-ish.
That's a fun misunderstanding.
That is fun. Second hand.
So, two. The answer is
two. You get one at a second-hand store if they need one.
Yeah.
I also would have accepted he has two hands and he has the most wins of any Steelers quarterback, although he's a piece of shit. The answer is eight hands. There are two hands on each of the four faces of the Big Ben clock tower.
Oh, okay. And so, and also for me, I forgot that Big Ben had four faces and four sides.
Does?
I think they're counting on that. I think that's like the challenge of
the riddle. That's their whole
thing. Aaron, can you imagine?
Yeah. Aaron,
close your eyes. Picture you're a Londoner in 1842.
Ah!
You live on the north. Let's say you live on the north side of Big Ben and the face of the clock faces south.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? You got to race all the way down there. You got to walk 5 hours to get to the right side of the clock tower just to
what
see
else
the time?
Am I doing? There's no internet. I got nothing but time.
Hey, you can run around a clock.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
How much does it suck if you live like directly due northwest of Big Ben? You're like, motherfucker, I got to go 15 minutes in either direction just to figure out what time it was 15 minutes ago?
And
come
I won't
on.
Buy a watch.
Let's get to another riddle here. Monty had broken his leg after running a race. A surgeon saw Monty very shortly after the injury, but because of the leg injury, the surgeon killed him. Why did this happen, and why did the surgeon not get arrested?
Well, this was not, of course, the first of their kills. They got arrested because they died before they could be held accountable for their crimes. Because it was in a time where, you know, doctors were just kind of unquestioned. They could, some of history's greatest monsters were doctors.
As someone who watches too much TV, a la the opening, this is like the Nick, right? Clive Owen.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's a Clive Owen for sure.
Maybe Suddenberg. Did Suddenberg make that? I don't know. Who knows?
Nobody. I'm hungry.
Impossible to tell. So you're suggesting that the surgeon is practicing malpractice, or is a serial killer?
Yes, a mass murderer. Now, the guy he kills also a horse, but that shouldn't matter for the riddle.
No, yeah.
What really matters is that this is a horse killer. This sick fuck, this sadistic goddamn, John off the street, he gets his fucking rocks off by killing these horses.
JBC, bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta. Monty was a racehorse after a broken leg injury. Horses rarely recover properly. Oh, a little tidbit here. Horses rarely recover properly and will never be as fast at running. I mean, I don't think you have to add that part.
Aww.
They shouldn't be killed because they'll never be as keep fast as speed.
I got a question. So certainly this was true for a time, but they don't. This seems needlessly barbaric. They're not still killing, shooting racehorses for breaking legs, are they?
I am.
That feels like one of those things that should have been phased out.
Yeah, there's got to be a home for injured racehorses somewhere, right? A farm upstate?
Yeah, the glue factory.
Oh, man.
If they're not as fast anymore, they could get sold to one of those, like, you know, horse trail, you know, ride things that you, like, see if you, like, drive out west, you know, in like, Montana and
shit.
They
can do kids' birthday parties.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where it's like,
I'm pretty scared of horses.
Me
really?
Too.
Yeah.
Wow. Of being thrown off one, or even
all
if you're not on one, you're scared? Okay.
I think they're way too muscly, and I have a lot of respect for them, and I really don't want to get kicked in the chest by one of them.
Me either.
Really?
Thank you, Jordan.
You guys don't want to get kicked in the chest by a horse?
Yeah.
You do?
I guess I'm on some other shit, man. I mean, just to feel something, it would be nice, right? Just to get kicked in the chest.
I guess if there is a horse riding experience that does advertise, these are like former racehorses that have had broken legs. Maybe you are, for the horse timid among us, maybe you are more likely to use those horses because, you know, they're less likely to kick you. I don't know. Maybe it's maybe there's like a business idea there.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's also something to those horses, too, that you might want to stay away from, because assuming that everything we know about horse, you know, the horse with the broken leg is true, that horse has been shot, but also it didn't kill the horse, which is why they're in the situation where they're in now, which means that the horse is also very skittish because of the gunshot. Right. So it's like you don't really want to be riding on a horse with like really bad PTSD.
Yeah, super
because
traumatized
that's like,
horses.
Yeah, it's a recipe for a pretty bad ride. Although, it would be pretty funny to give, you know, do like a bachelor party, right? Where you give your old married friend the PTSD horse and just watch him go, you know, careening off the side of the mountain.
You're a really good friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just call him.
He shouldn't
horse.
Be getting married, okay? Yeah. Eric, you know what's going on.
Who needs a boring old strip club when you can watch your buddy get thrown off a horse?
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a horse who has whatever ailment you so desire. And you're going to see a doctor, which is Jordan, who will be admitting you now.
Hey, thank you so much for seeing me last minute.
Yeah, of course. Come right this way. We had a cancellation this morning, so it really, really worked out nice. You can just sit over there on the table, and I will just be over here.
I cannot sit.
Oh, right, of course. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, it's however you're comfortable. You could stand, you could lean. So just make yourself comfortable and I'll just be over here loading this gun.
What?
Oh yeah.
Sorry, no. What?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna, it's a little bit tough. We're an older practice and we don't have some of the fancy gizmos that some of these, you know, big city offices have. So I'll just be over here loading this old time musket and then
hold on. Sorry. There must be something wrong with my intake form because I just have a little like, I got a little in my throat. It's like a little horse. I'm like,
a little horse.
So it's not like,
that's fun.
It's not like a broken leg or anything like serious.
And don't mind
like,
me. I'm just going to sterilize your forehead here. Just put a little alcohol on your forehead.
Oh, I'll be shooting you at point blank range, so I don't want to get. I would hate for to get any germs on my gun.
Oh no, I just was hoping for like a cough drop or maybe like a strep test.
Yeah, I'm a horse doctor. My father was a horse doctor. His father before him, and his mother before him. So you know. My family.
Shame on me for thinking you were
exactly,
going to say father.
Yes. I was not. I'm challenging expectations. Women can be murderous horse doctors too.
So what even makes you the doctor? Because really you're not even checking me out or doing any sort of test. But you're
the one.
You're not even helping me.
The one with the gun is the horse doctor.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm feeling way better.
It was so smart of you to come get a second opinion. I know a lot of horses aren't making that call, because it is a little more expensive. Obviously, you have to pay the copay again. But why don't you just tell me what appears to be the problem, what appears to be the ailment, and I'll just start dressing you in some of the, you know, clown accoutrement.
They want to know.
Oh, just tell me what you think the problem is, what your problem is, what the medical ailment is, and I, as the horse doctor, will start dressing you as kind of a clown's assistant.
No. I'm just a little horse.
No, yeah, you're quite a big horse.
No.
The kids will love you at the birthday parties.
No, I have a full-time job. I am a racehorse.
Yeah, we saw that on the form. But now you'll be doing kids' birthday parties.
Okay, what is worse, getting shot in the head or kids' birthday parties?
Oh, the kids will all have guns. These are Texas birthday parties.
Zane.
I was going to roll a caramel apple around your fur, but fine. Do horses have fur? What is a horse covered in?
We can't know.
Is that fur?
I think they say horse hair. I think you hear horse hair, like what, you know, violin bows are made out of.
They got cute little ponytails.
Isn't the horse hair the part of the horse that is like the hair from the
mane?
The mane? Is the mane the horse hair? If someone gets a horse hair wig, that's not like butt hair, right? Ooh.
It better be for what I'm paying for it.
Let's do one more riddle and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
A woman born in America who has never visited a foreign country can see with her own eyes the Great Wall of China. How is this possible?
It's a photo. It's a movie.
It's a photo of a movie.
She's in space?
Oh, Jordan. Wowie zowie. You got it. This woman, the American woman, was in space where the Wall of China is visible.
Wow.
She's a satellite. Wow. And satellites can be women.
I'd like to see a scene.
I just want my daughter to see a satellite that looks like her.
Sputniki.
Representation matters. Yes.
Jordan and JPC, you are astronauts in space for the first time, and you're amazed at all the things you can see from space on Earth.
Wow. The little blue marble, huh? Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, it really, really makes you feel small up here. I mean, it's all so beautiful. Truly. And I don't know if there is a God, but you know, just seeing this majesty before me just makes me feel like, you know, just the world is so beautiful. Hey, check it out. There's one of those Arby's with the big hat sign.
Oh my God, those are so rare.
Yeah, I know.
An Arby's with the big hat sign.
Yeah, you don't see them a lot anymore, but when you drive by one, like an Arby's, it's just so cool, you know? Like,
holy God.
New Arby's just don't have the same... You know, majesty and beauty is the classic Arby's with the giant hat.
Look. Oh my God, that's a Planet Hollywood. Hollywood. There must be four of those left.
I mean, I don't know if... Listen, I don't know if we're alone up here or, you know, if God exists, but...
It's hard not to feel a presence, you know?
Right,
you see
exactly.
A Planet Hollywood like that, it's hard not to feel a presence.
I mean, to think we could land this baby... And be eating a club sandwich underneath Sylvester Stallone's jacket from Demolition Man in a matter of hours. God, it's beautiful.
I don't know if there is a higher power.
No, who knows? Who can
know? But you stare down at this place from so far up from where we are, and you see Florida kind of really does look like a penis, and you just know somebody's laughing. You know, somebody did that on purpose,
right.
And they're having a laugh at it.
Listen, I don't know if there is a God, but hey, look at me. It looks like I'm jacking off Florida.
My God. To me, that's proof that there is a God.
Right, yes. I know we're supposed to be men of science and logic,
sure.
But
yeah.
You're up here looking at Arby's and Planet Hollywood and the dick that is Florida, it's hard not to think that all those Bible guys might have been onto something.
All right, should we get to it?
I believe we should. It's time to complete our astronaut's mission.
All right. Can two men have a baby in space?
You're right. Keep going.
Well, they'll keep going while the rest of you take a break. We'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heat and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Erin out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Erin's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
That's
because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. I got space on the brain. I don't know about you guys, but I've been watching this Apple TV show called For All Mankind, and I'm also reading a series of books called the Mars Trilogy, sort of like Red Mars, Green Mars, Blue Mars. So I'm 90% of my cultural intake right now is all like space themed.
Is For All Mankind the Asimov adaptation?
No, is it an Asimov? I know it's a Ronald D. Moore show, which is the Battlestar Galactica guy. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's interesting. I don't know. I like space. I think space is fun.
I think it's terrifying. Oceans and space.
Where do you rank it in comparison to a horse? What's going to be scarier for you?
Would much rather be in a horse than in space.
Game into that. Like a tauntaun. My nightmare being in space seeing a horse. open a pod bay door, horse comes out, you're like, oh, fuck. Too big for space.
Equine sounds like a constellation.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Oh, that was all included in the show.
Oh, that's all. That's all included.
Great. Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Good, good, good.
I'm not wasting time doing a fucking fucking space riff that doesn't make it in.
You're right.
That's funny.
No, you're right. Well, let's make space for another riddle here. Lucy put a cup of coffee in the microwave on maximum power for 2 minutes. When she opened the microwave door, she put the microwave on again for another 2 seconds. Why did she do this?
I never know why she does anything.
And fair warning, because I don't know if you have yet to experience this. Some riddles are fucking awful.
Well, these have all been great, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Adel, is it possible if you could reread the riddle, and instead of saying maximum power, you can say maximum fun? Because I just think that there is a tie-in opportunity
synergy.
Sorry, I'm the branding guy, and I just never miss an opportunity.
It's great. We do our podcasts on Max Fun, so we love the plug.
JPT, I'd love to reread it, but it's time for a little segment called Munch. No, I'll read the
It's so close Munch. To the best segment this of is all
our,
time.
It's our Richard Belzer. We do this every episode. Our Richard Belzer segment called Munch.
R.I.P.
Did he die?
Richard Belzer? I have to say, yes.
Wow, man, that sucks. Lucy put a cup of coffee in the microwave on maximum fun for 2 minutes.
Okay.
When she opened the microwave door, she put the microwave on again for another 2 seconds. Why did she do this? So put a cup of coffee in.
Maybe I have a vague notion that I've heard that like that's a way to sterilize the microwave. Is it something to do with that? I could just be making up something randomly, but I feel like maybe I've heard of people doing that. I don't know.
Again, Jordan, this sucks because this is. I feel like a teacher at Phoenix Online and a Princeton Tiger has walked in the classroom virtually. That's probably correct, but that is not the answer we have.
Okay.
Is this an instance where it's like she you know, is one of these people that has to like turn the knob like 10 times before she can open the door, and that this is just a quirk of how she approaches, you know, the microwave? Because if not, something terrible will happen to like a very close family member, and anything that you have to do to stop that from happening, I say do it.
Yes. Also, Lucy can't stare at planes because she believes they'll fall out of the sky if she stares at them. You're not far off, JPC.
How fucking awesome would that be to be like you're staring at a plane and watch it crash? You'd be like, uh-oh, I think I did that.
I did this. She's not, as far as we know, she's not riddled with OCD, but there's a bit of quirk going on for sure. And it's probably, quirk, but also safety to some degree.
Quirk, but also safety. Okay. Interesting.
I'm putting together a football team of all Deep Space Nine characters. was that guy's name? Quark? Quark?
I think so. You may have
Quark is
it.
Our safety.
It's not a thing where it's going to end up to be like a joke, right? We're looking for an actual answer, not like because she wanted to see time fly. It's not one of the, it's not that.
Sometimes riddles are terrible puns. In this instance, it's not the case. So it's quirky, and it's also, in my opinion, it seems like it's also probably done out of safety.
Is the order of operations?
Yeah.
Open the microwave after 2 minutes. Do anything, or just open it and then close it and then add 2 extra seconds?
Great question. So puts the coffee in for 2 minutes.
Got it.
Opens the door, sees what's going on with the cup, is a little dissatisfied, puts it on for another 2 seconds.
Was the coffee hot when they put it in the microwave?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Wow, cold coffee.
I guess I'm thinking of, a situation where you would have to microwave coffee. I mean, I guess there's just, you make the coffee, you forget about it, it's sitting out, you want to nuke it. But
is
I don't
it that
know,
like,
yeah, I don't know how that applies to the situation.
You wanted, how do microwaves work? Is it like she wanted it to be boiling and it was like 2 seconds from being boiling and she just added another 2 seconds to it to like get it to the temperature?
Yeah,
is that how microwaves work?
It has nothing to
do. I don't fuck with these little guys. I don't mess with a microwave. I'm not a microwave fan.
Microwaves and minions, the two things you should always stay away from.
The riddle I remember the most from my childhood is the one where it's like, oh, there's a man in a room with a rock. And he's dead. Why is he dead? And like the answer is that like it's Superman and the rock was kryptonite. Anytime someone says a riddle, I'm always like, how could Superman be involved? Is Superman a part of
Superman?
This somehow?
Well,
I'd like
God
to see a scene.
Now we have to see a scene.
Jordan, you are Superman and you just are going into the break room at your office to get a cup of coffee. And Adel, you are also in the break room.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hey, you want a cuppa?
Oh, yeah, fill me up. Mondays, huh?
Oh, man, I tell you what. Yeah. You know, the Justice League mailroom is just so... You guys get so many letters. There's so much fan mail.
Right.
There's so much women's undergarments. I mean, it is wild.
It's not why we do it. We do it for, you know, truth, justice, and the American way, and,
yeah,
you know, wanting to, you know, keep the world's people safe. But, you know, it's nice. It's nice that people appreciate us, I guess I should say.
Yeah,
but it's not why I do it.
Yeah. Oh, can I ask? It's just funny. I don't know if this was, you know, you thought about your language. You said keep the world's people safe. Mm-hmm. I feel like mostly it's like America. Like, how many missions, how would you, annually, how many missions are you doing elsewhere?
I mean, you know, like, think globally, act locally. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, have criticized me, Superman, for, you know, only saving Americans, and that if, you know, there's an international flight, some people are saying that I swoop into the plane, strategically grab the Americans after asking to see everyone's passport and let the rest of them crash. But honestly, I don't know anything about that. I'm just a simple Kryptonian trying to save the people that matter.
Absolutely. And wow, you are really drinking that coffee. Does that have an effect on you? I mean,
you know, actually, for me, it's more the ritual. I famously cannot get drunk because my cells replenish so quickly under your Earth's yellow sun. So, the coffee for me, it's more about the ritual, just, you know, starting the day, reading the Constitution, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and...
And I feel like I'm, and it's Josh, by the way. I don't know. There's so many of us.
A lot of Green Lanterns these days. I have a hard time keeping track of you guys.
Yeah, I'm Josh. And I've only had the ring for a couple weeks, but it's wild.
Well, you're doing great,
absolutely,
Josh.
Absolutely wild.
Doing great.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Josh, real quick. Any messages from Fish? Any messages from Fish? Did Fish send any messages?
Trey Anastasio.
Message from a whale? Huh?
Trey Anastasio said, if you're free next week, he'd love to meet up with you at
Bluestone's
Barn. Okay.
Guess what? I got a long memory. Okay? I got a long memory, Josh.
Is that a threat?
Messages from Fish.
Do you? And I feel like...
Did he think you were Aquaman?
That is Aquaman. Superman, have you not met Aquaman?
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. No, I guess... He's from Atlantis, which isn't part of America. So I guess just technically there's
Georgia,
something about
right?
meeting him.
Yeah.
You think of Atlanta.
Oh, gotcha. I thought
it
was just like a show.
Any messages?
Remind me of your name.
From the Riddler or any of the others?
Sorry, Josh. This is my horse, my seahorse. We're getting him to the doctor later today.
No, please don't kill me.
I'm always afraid one of these things is going to kick me. I don't know.
It's
just me.
Never, I was Batman.
You're a seahorse.
Never stand behind
a
Batman.
Yeah. Right.
Folks, don't stand behind a Batman.
Because he's going to turn around and talk about how sad he is about his parents dying.
Lay your hand flat when you're giving Batman an apple. Because bite off your fingers.
I love apples.
That's so fucking funny.
Jordan,
I love apples.
Time to eat an apple.
Please brush my hair.
Hold the apple out. I don't want to use my own hands to eat the apple.
Fuji's have the best taste.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, are you a comic book guy?
I am a comic book guy.
I know you make comic books. I didn't know if you also...
Yeah. I love been a comic book reader since before I can remember. That's why all those fucking great ass DC polls were in there that fans are going to go wild over.
This is a legit question.
Yes.
Because I'm a Marvel kid. I've always grew up, ever since I was enchanted by Nightcrawler, I've been a Marvel kid. I think I've read Red Sun maybe by Mark Millar, but does Superman sleep?
Superman sleeps, yeah. I don't think they've ever. I think maybe he probably has to sleep less than, you know, Earth humans. But I think we've seen Superman sleep. I think there's precedent for that.
Okay, just curious. Anybody else have any questions for Jordan about comics?
Did he already answer if Superman sleeps?
Yeah, I just asked that.
Yeah.
Did you tell us your favorite comic yet? Because I would like to know that.
Oh, let's see. So I do read a lot of DC comics, and I'm kind of like recently into Superman. I think I grew up reading a lot of comics in the 90s when comic books got kind of dark. I don't know if y'all remember the 90s era of comics. You got your Spawns. You got your Savage Dragons. Your
Max.
The Max, Spider-Man, and Carnage. So I think
that was a printing issue, right? And they fixed that in the 2000s to kind of like, it was a coloration thing, because I think the 90s printers,
right?
They
could the ink was like, too dark.
Dark tones.
I think the 90s printing offices had bad lighting, so they really didn't know how what to make the ink look like. But I kind of recently rediscovered Superman as an adult. There's a great NPR critic named Glenn Weldon who wrote a book about the history of Superman that also kind of like explains why he's important. And really just kind of like made me realize that that he's a really cool character. And I think when I was a kid, I thought he was corny. And, he's the joke about him is he's just a Boy Scout. I got Superman pilled recently, and I love him.
I feel like any of the Grant Morrison Superman stuff.
Oh yeah, sure. Grant Morrison writes a mean, weird Superman. Not that doesn't write the character mean. I'm trying to say he does a good job of writing it. But yeah, a lot of weird Superman stuff from Grant Morrison, as you might expect.
I listen to a lot of love Glenn Weldon. I listen to a lot of Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Great show.
The bad thing is if I listen to too much Glenn Weldon, the next time I have a conversation, I find myself going, and I do a lot of Weldonisms.
That
which
is
are
very
delightful.
Good Weldonism.
On
one
him,
of the best.
Yes, is Hey, folks, Addle here. I am getting so old, so Addle-brained, as it were, that I completely forgot to say the answer to this microwave cup riddle in the episode. So here we are. Notice how everyone else didn't notice? That's how much our show is about riddles. So the answer to this question about why did this person microwave the cup of coffee for another 2 seconds? The answer is, when Lucy opened the microwave, the cup handle was facing away from her, so the 2 seconds extra was sufficient to rotate the cup around so she can safely take the cup out of the microwave. Wow. Worth it, huh? All right, now back to more. Let's do some more riddles here. There is hopefully this is a little more on track. There is a prairie dog, a guinea pig, a silkworm, and a firefly. What unique thing do these four animals have in common? I'll read the list again. There's a prairie dog, a guinea pig, a silkworm, and a firefly. What unique thing do these four animals have in common?
These are all the same animal at different evolutionary stages.
Ooh, boy.
I was going to say huge
prairie dogs.
I was going to say huge dongs.
Proportionally. Mm-hmm.
The animal name that's in it is not the kind of animal it is.
Aaron, I don't know why you said that. It is, they all have huge dongs. Firefly, the North American firefly or lightning bug, will distract from its huge dong with a secreted... No, Aaron, you're correct.
Just reading from Wikipedia there?
Wikipedia. It's the Boston-based... Aaron, you're exactly right. The four animals are imposters. A prairie dog is not a dog. It's a type of rodent. A guinea pig is not a pig. It's a type of rodent. A silkworm is not a worm. It's a caterpillar.
Oh.
Firefly is not a fly. It is a beetle.
I got one.
The silkworm thing seems a little like, I'm not a worm. I'm a caterpillar. I'm like, goodbye.
Tomato,
goodbye.
Tomato.
You're a worm. Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to see a scene. All three of you, JPC, Jordan, and Aaron, you are at a party for animals, and all three of you are imposters.
Woof. I guess. come on in.
Woof? Oh, this is your party.
Yes.
I'm invited.
Great. I'm an Australian Shepherd. Dog.
Yes. Yeah. Because you have that big crook, that big staff.
Yep.
Kind of feels like you landed on Australian Shepherd and then went a different way at the last minute. Not that I'm just make ourselves at home or.
Yeah, I'm not a giraffe.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Okay. It's me, the lion, the king of the beasts. Meow.
Okay, I heard a meow at the end.
Fear my mighty roar, meow.
You look sorry, a lot like a cute little kitten. Probably not, though, right?
No, I'm a lion, the king of the beasts. I'm the ultimate alpha. I love stalking the plains for my prey.
Okay, you're chasing a little laser on the floor.
You have, oh, yeah. Oh. I'm sorry, do you have an inhaler? I get really asthmatic when I'm chasing lasers.
Oh, boy. Yes, lion. And I'm not a giraffe, and you're definitely a lion. Come on in, come on in.
All right, cards on the table. I am a zookeeper. Not really a unicorn. This is just a horn that I... It's a trumpet. This is a trumpet that I've put on my head. I'm a zookeeper. I was hoping to catch a lot of escaped zoo creatures at this party.
No, no. No, what?
No, yeah, I know. It's obviously a bust.
That's
because
crazy.
That is obviously a kitten. It's not a lion. It's obviously a little tiny kitten.
Oh, no,
small,
you're wrong.
Baby kitten.
I'm the king of the beasts. I'm going to maul you for your deception. Look out. Okay.
And you're obviously an Australian shepherd, not a giraffe. Yeah. So that's not going to work for me either. Damn.
I just have an extraordinarily long neck.
Big wanted poster for a missing giraffe. Really
no
thought
way.
I was going to make my nut today.
And in the wanted poster, does like his head get cut off because it's so tall? It's just sort of the neck part?
We have some mixed nuts. At this party.
See. Outstanding.
I do like that, Aaron. That's a fun, like a children's book thing where a wanted poster with a giraffe on it and the giraffe's neck is
great
just in the wanted poster.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Aaron, I gotta ask, what is this giraffe wanted for?
Arson-y.
Arson. Wow. Holy shit.
Arson.
Is that stealing fire? Is that what Prometheus
stealing,
got locked up for? Arsony?
Yeah.
Grand La Arsony. Let's do another riddle here. A middle-aged man, I don't know the pointless detail, a middle-aged man has traveled around the world for the past 6 months. He approaches you. Oh, okay, so this is, you're the hero of the story. He approaches you and is wondering if you would like to buy a clay pot that contains a liter of special liquid that will turn anything it touches into pure gold for only $20. Do you buy the pot?
Where am I? Am I at home? Is this like a knock at the door at night? Am I out? Am I at a restaurant?
I'm going to say that you're, just to make this more international, you're at a bazaar.
Mm.
You're in Morocco at...
So he approaches me in the way that it's like, I'm there actually to shop for trinkets, and he's like, you, come over here. Okay, gotcha. I'm actually a lot more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
This is some nasty freak trying to sell us cum, right? I mean...
Yeah.
Taylor's old as time.
Yeah, I've been tricked by this fella before.
Jordan, word for word the answer... This is a nasty little guy selling cum. You've been tricked by him before.
Yeah.
It's like an Oregon Trail prompt.
And here's the thing. I don't mind buying it, but if this guy thinks I'm paying $20 for his cum, he's got another thing coming.
No, part of his kink. He likes overcharging people.
He jerks off Florida, and then he overcharges people
for
the cum.
You guys like that
I'm walking
Waylon...
away with the cum bucket, but I'm paying $6 tops.
You guys like that Waylon Jennings song, $20 for cum? $20 for cum.
What's in the pot? It's a liter of liquid in a clay pot.
It's a clay pot that contains a liter of wink-wink special liquid that will turn anything it touches into pure gold. And he's willing to sell it to you for $20.
Nah.
Do you buy the pot? Why don't you buy
it? No, because the pot's not made of gold.
There you go.
Yeah, pot's clay.
Aaron? Dead on, very observational. The man claims that the special liquid could turn anything, we'll just say, the man claims his cum could turn anything it touches into gold, but it hasn't turned the clay pot into gold. He must be telling a lie, and therefore, to save disappointment, you should not buy it.
Wow. That's very thrifty, very economical here's what I do. I take out my wallet, and I say, yeah, sure, I'll pay you the $20. Throw my wallet into the pot. If the wallet don't... my money's all wet.
Whoops.
Never mind. This was a terrible plan.
I do want to see a scene. JPC, you are you have a sort of stall at a local market with bizarre items, sort of cabinets of curiosities or whatnot. And Jordan and Aaron, you are a couple looking for a perfect gift to bring to a wedding.
Oh, honey, what about this?
Hey, the happy couple.
Oh, whoa.
Come over to my table, the happy couple.
Yeah, hi. We're in a little bit of a...
Takes a champagne flute and clinks it. Kiss! No, I'm kidding.
We're a couple.
I'm kidding, you're a couple.
Okay, all right. Mwah. Okay.
We'll yeah. So here's the bind we're in, shopkeep. We're here on a destination wedding. We plumb forgot a gift, so
yes.
we need something quick. Do you have anything that would be appropriate for such an occasion?
For a destination wedding, a couple who wants a wedding gift,
and you're all the way out here.
Huh?
So it's his coworker that he's like not close to.
Yeah.
We sort of like saw this as an excuse to take a international vacation, but. So we want to get something nice, but not like...
Oh, international. So you're not from Destin, Florida?
No.
We're Canadian.
Canada.
Let me guess. Yeah. Spain. Canada.
Yeah.
Canada, yeah.
We're Canadians, and we've always wanted to see Florida, so yeah, we
spending
just, you know, we're going to...
Spending
limit?
Spending
what do you think,
limit?
Honey?
Like $20?
Okay. 20.
Yeah.
$50 for a wedding gift? What
again,
are you
it's
doing?
It's his, like, coworker who's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm You're kind wearing of a Burberry jacket. You're wearing Burberry jacket? Are you spending $20 on a coworker's wedding gift?
Come on. You're being kind of judgy. There's a lot of shops at this bazaar. Do you want our 20 bucks or not?
Yes. Yes, of course. Of course. I want your 20 bucks. I just have to think, do I have anything in my whole bazaar that could be for 20 bucks? Yeah, I have to think about it, okay? Let's see. Your coworker, her coworker.
It's my coworker. We work together at the mall.
Okay, so you work together. Do you work, ma'am? Do you work?
Yeah.
Again, this is
two incomes,
sorry,
and you're spending $20.
I want to answer for you, but you're being real.
We're leaving. Yeah. We're leaving.
A couple of doinks.
Hats.
Double income.
Hats.
No kids.
Cheap fun hats. Come on, Glenn.
No.
I'm hearing cheap fun hats.
Cheap fun hats.
No, he's a pervert.
That's perfect.
He's a pervert. Don't go over there. Don't, please, stay. Stay. I'm sorry. I have perfect gift. I have perfect gift for you. Please, stay.
Right, we'll give you one more chance.
Okay, one more chance. That's all I require. $20.
Okay.
Do you want Applebee's gift card?
Honey, that's kind of
technically
perfect.
I can load any amount if you choose to go more than $20.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's do it. Yeah, there's Applebee's everywhere. We'll probably get a chance to use it.
You have those in Canada?
We do.
Yeah,
they're called Tim Hortons. But same, it's the same like parent company, so you can use the gift card anywhere.
Yeah, it's a Yum Brands operation, and you can just give them whatever you want.
It's good anywhere. It's like you can use a TJ Maxx gift card into Marshalls. It's the same principle.
Yeah, we're okay.
It's all the same. Outstanding. Jordan, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Thank you for having me.
Above average riddle guessing.
Yes.
Very impressive. Very, very impressive. You should do more escape rooms. You should find new friends is what I'm saying. Try your hand at some more puzzling or some crosswords.
Yeah.
Very, very good job.
Maybe. And yeah, I mean, I think just my secret is just start your thought process thinking about how Superman could be involved, and then you go from there. And the answer will reveal itself.
When it was a gift for a coworker in that scene, I was going to possibly tag in to be Josh, and you were Canadian Superman getting him a gift. but I was like, I don't know, Canadian Superman, what's going on there?
I feel like going into an escape room thinking Superman is a possible solution because you're just like punching through drywall at a lot of escape rooms.
Do we use
heat
vision?
This one's easy.
Do we fly so fast that we travel through time?
Speaking of Superman and comics, Jordan, you have a new comic coming out, Youth Group.
Yes.
I myself have already pre-ordered it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
It comes out this July, I believe. Do you want to tell us more about Youth Group?
Yeah, absolutely. Youth Group is a YA horror comedy graphic novel from me and a great artist named Bowen McGurdy, whose work you might recognize from Spectre Inspectors and various issues of Marvel Comics. Bowen McGurdy, a great genius. Our book is about a bunch of goofy teenage exorcists. They're part of kind of a dopey Bible study group where they sing parody songs and talk about abstinence, but they actually have to do exorcisms and fight demons in their off time. And it's got Buffy the Vampire Slayer vibes, Shaun of the Dead vibes, and it is available for pre-order now wherever you get a book. If you want to go to bit.ly/youthgroupbook, you can see the cover, a bunch of the interior art, You get a bunch of pre-order links there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or hey, you could just call up your local indie bookstore, tell them you want to pre-order Youth Group, and that would really help us out if it sounds like a cool premise. We love a pre-order. Do we know why? Not really, but
well, yeah, pre-orders can still get you pregnant, of course.
There you go. Yes, exactly. Well, unless you're in a hot tub.
Or in a horse.
Or in a horse.
That sounds outstanding. Yes, I've already pre-ordered mine. I recommend so everybody. Awesome. If you haven't read Jordan's other graphic novel, Bubble, or listened to the podcast series, I highly recommend that as well. Jordan, anything else you want to plug?
No, I don't want to overwhelm them with plugs. I want to just keep the focus on our great upcoming graphic novel, Youth Group, bit.ly/youthgroupbook.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, anything you'd like to plug?
I'd like to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Lots of really fun episodes. There was one that came out in the last few weeks with Mandog Pod that we laughed really, really, really hard on, that I think is worth checking out. And you can join for free for a week if you haven't before, and it might be nice to come and just hang out with us. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I believe by the time this comes out, Hello from the Magic Tavern Season 5 will be out wherever you get podcasts. I believe. I hope so. Could be wrong. If it's not out already, it's coming out soon. So check out Season 5
of Hello from the Magic Tavern. If it's not out, something really bad has happened, and you got to message Adel about it. Message Adel about it.
Matt is stuck. Matt's stuck under a couch. He was moving. It fell. JPC, anything to plug or any reviews to read?
Yeah, I have something big to plug. So I've been working on a project that I'm not ready to announce yet, but I will announce that next week on the show, my collaborator will be our special guest on that episode where we will be announcing that project. And I do know that there are probably people in our Patreon that have been waiting for me to do this for quite a while. So I've been waiting. I'm very eager to announce, pre-announcing can still get you pregnant. Next week. So stay tuned to the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast, the one that you're listening to right now, next week.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Aaron, no clicking, right? I watch a lot of TV, no clicking.
Yeah.
Larry Sanders Show, is that you ever watch
Adel,
that?
You have to stop watching TV. This whole episode's been Larry an Sanders intervention. Or, Jupiter, or goodbye.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Mary Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Hey there, Duncans and Idahos. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another chatterbox where we're answering your questions. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.